Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show on a Wednesday. Four more sleeps, guys, and the big game is going to be here.
That many? It feels even closer. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You nailed it.
It's just like, I'm like so excited about the game. And then we're sitting here because everybody's talking about food for the game.
Yes.
A lot of people. And then Teresa and I were just sitting here, brought out a list of all these items that are going to be at your Chiefs party this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to a friend's house to watch the big game. And I've had this issue before in the past, and Kansas City really helped me out. They introduced me to crack corn, which is puff corn, and you melt chocolate over it and sprinkles, and everybody eats up every last drop. Let me tell you about my current conundrum, Rocket.
Okay.
This is what everybody else is bringing to the Super Bowl party. Everything is covered, and I need ideas. All right, we've got drumsticks, chips, dips, potato casserole, chicken, brisket, buns, pasta salad, napkins, beer, cookie cake, cupcakes, beer bread, eight-layer dip, roll-ups. That's everything.
That's a party, man.
I feel like I'm more impressed that your party is so organized and that everyone has a list so that you don't double up on something and that it sounds like you have a very, you've got all food groups, all appetizers.
I feel like I, however, should have gotten dibs to choose first what I was bringing. I did not see the list until after it was partially made, which is pretty offensive, right?
I mean, a little bit, I guess. Maybe they don't feel that you are up to the task and your food is not as good as theirs.
They're like, let's make sure everything's covered before we let Tara decide. And so we know we're going to have good stuff.
Every time we had parties in my neighborhood, I was always the ice guy.
Oh. Rocket, that's so condescending.
It's true. It's like, that's what they wanted.
Oh, there you go, Tara. You could be the napkin, or you could be the
napkins are on the list.
You could be the plasticware person.
It's all on here.
How about red Solo cups?
Okay, classic.
There you go.
Classic.
You
can Although everybody's gonna drink beer bottles except for me,
gotta stay cold.
Water bottle.
You can't keep a whole fridge with all that other food gonna be there.
They have a beer fridge.
Paper towels. You're the paper towel lady.
They have napkins. Oh, I need snack ideas, you guys.
How about you bring the hand sanitizer?
Hey, everybody. Remember that time we all got sick watching this game together?
Okay, that's hilarious.
I'll bring
actually.
The spray hand sanitizer that Teresa gets from Bath & Body Works that smells so good and just spray it on everyone.
How about you offer to bring the table decor? Hey, guys, I got some football stuff.
Hey, guys, I brought this real-life football. I thought we could put it in the middle of the table. I am going to take it home after. It's not for anyone else, but you're welcome.
That is a tough dilemma because you love to cook.
I do love to cook.
And so all the big dishes are done, right? Like for dinner?
Yes. We've got meat, sides, dessert.
Can I tell you the one thing you're missing is the one thing you said you don't want to make?
What?
What's the thing that you are good at that you don't want to make?
I always make deviled eggs when I go to my in-law's side, and I just want to do something else.
But that's the only thing that's missing from your list.
But also, don't deviled eggs just feel kind of like raw for a bunch of hands? I don't know why, but to me it feels kind of yucky for a giant
get-together. How about cold shrimp? Like a shrimp cocktail sauce over ice?
I don't like cold shrimp.
It's not about you, Tara. It's about the party.
But yeah, I want to like what I bring.
You're being very selfish.
I'm not going to the party because they have too many things.
That's love Mr. Good Sense. Why don't you just go get a party tray?
Okay.
That's actually not
wonderful.
A bad idea.
I'd be like, guys, we need to toast mine, but it's not about me. So here's all your guys' subs. I really need ideas. Let's see. Joseph on the text line says, it may sound odd, but I've brought this to a Super Bowl party and it did well, a veggie tray. See, that's what first entered my head, but I feel like all those people are going to think I'm lame.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't invited, but yes, we will think you're lame.
They're very into like hardcore, tasty Super Bowl foods. Like they're not going for any kind of health kick for this day.
Our kids going to be there?
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No.
You know what actually you could do? Because the desserts you have, I think Rocket's actually got something. The desserts you had were what, like cookie cake and cupcakes or something like that? Do a little tray that's kind of dessert, but also kid friendly. Like you could have little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You could have like graham cracker stuff, but then you could also get that dessert dip. You know how you do like a little cream cheese, chocolate chip dip, and it's very kid friendly, but also just yummy?
That's a really good idea, but the kids eat everything else we're bringing.
But as an adult, I would eat that.
That's true.
I'm all about a graham cracker dipped
coming,
in icing.
So, yeah.
Are you afraid of getting judged at this party?
No, I just want to like my idea. I just want to feel excited about what I'm bringing. This says, Tara, you should bring jalapeno poppers if they were on the list already. That's a good idea.
How come you won't bring mozzarella sticks?
Because my dad has me trained that I'll choke and possibly die if I eat mozzarella sticks. You know when your parents tell you something when you're little and it just really sticks in your head? I tell my husband this all the time. He's like, let's get mozzarella sticks if we go out to dinner. And I'm like, no, we'll choke. We cannot get those.
They're so good.
I would love to laugh at Tara, but I'll be honest. My husband has saved our son from choking twice on cheese.
It's a dangerous thing, man.
They weren't mozzarella sticks. It was very cheesy pizza where he didn't chew it up enough. And some of the cheese went down his throat and some of it remained in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
He did was panic and go... And my husband had to jam his hand down his throat and pull out the cheese.
You got it. That's gross. It's a dangerous food, man.
It's a valid fear, Tara.
Gosh. This says there's never enough dessert. Go for a side that's veggie focused. Wait, that doesn't make sense with your dessert comment. You're tricking me. Darren says candied bacon wrapped little smokies. That sounds good.
Oh, I saw that on TikTok. That looked amazing.
How does that travel, I wonder?
I don't know. But can it be cold? Can't go wrong with a tiny little wiener.
Ooh, somebody's got espinaca dip on here.
Yes.
Another bacon-wrapped brown sugar cocktail wieners, bacon-wrapped shrimp, bacon-wrapped chicken tenders, everything bacon.
Yes.
Heather, I think you're onto something here.
Just do bacon.
Yeah. Here's just some slices of bacon.
I would eat that up.
I know you would.
Do you feel like that's too much meat, or do you think it's just fun? Like a bacon-wrapped little smoky? If we already have drumsticks, chicken, and brisket.
Oh, no.
What if I bring bacon-wrapped little smokies and an additional dessert item? How do we feel about that?
I think you're fine with anything. Yeah, I mean, it's going to go quick.
Tara, I'm never going to say no to any kind of food you put in my mouth.
Okay. That's good to know.
I mean, I'm never going to be like, guys, this is too much.
There are going to be a lot of humans there, so we need a lot of options.
So start texting Tara. But before we do that, let's do this because we want to, if you're going to have a party, whether it be for the big game or Valentine's, because they're so close together, why not get a gift card to Hy-Vee.
And they have catering to help out people like Tara that don't know what to do.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I didn't even think of that. Just walk into Hy-Vee and grab a couple things. They have such good food.
Yes.
We want to give you $100 actually to use at Hy-Vee with the phrase that pays. So text us your phone number all morning long. At a random time, we're going to call somebody and you have to answer the phone with three words. I love you. Don't say hello, good morning, anything else. Just answer the phone and say, I love you, and you'll win that gift card.
I'll tell you, it's going to happen in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a tease.
So start texting right now.
That's not even a random time. That's very specific.
I'm telling
you. Don't screw this up, Kansas City.
Oh, he will.
No, Kansas City. I mean, he might, but.
I might. All right, let's take our first break of the morning, and when we come back.
Your update on tabloid trash this morning, why Taylor is threatening to sue a college student.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday to Rocket and Teresa show. So we started this contest this week, the phrase that pays. We teamed up with our friends at Hy-Vee, and we had a listener who was just answering all her calls yesterday.
Yes.
With the phrase that pays.
Melanie is really putting in the Lord's work. So I guess she got two separate unknown calls yesterday.
Right.
Answered both with I love you, which is exactly what you should do to win this gift card to Hy-Vee. But neither were actually from us. It says one was a scam call and the other was someone for my husband. Good for you, Melanie. At least you understood the assignment. That's all I can say.
Here's the way you're going to win. You need to text us your phone number right now.
Yeah, do that right now. Sometime during this morning, we will call you and you have to answer the phone with three words, I love you. If you do that correctly and don't say anything else answering the phone, you'll get a $100 gift card to use at Hy-Vee.
Here's the thing with the phrase that pays, I love. I think if somebody called me, and I heard somebody on the other line say, I love you, I'm going to say I love you back.
That's nice.
That's just the way it
is. I don't know. I think I would question it. Be like, do you really?
Well, there's times I've left the studio.
Why do you love me?
And I'll say, Trisha, I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. And you say that to me sometimes.
Okay, but is that not
genuine?
Yeah,
but we don't do it on purpose.
I know.
We do it by accident because we both do it like to our, I say it to my husband or to our children. And so Rock and I have accidentally got off the phone before and been like, love you. And then we feel stupid. We're like, oh, love you too.
Wait, is it not genuine when Rocket says I love you?
No, it's an accident.
I've said to you before I love you.
I feel like crying.
No, don't.
Is it just a slip of the tongue when you say I love you?
It's not a slip of the tongue, Tara.
He never means it.
Tara, I love you.
I don't know anymore.
Oh my God.
I usually say
see
it back,
what you did,
but now
Teresa?
I'm so insecure right now.
Rock's true love language is giving you his Amex. Has he given you his Amex? No.
He did sell me one time. That felt right.
Yes.
Nope. The only person who has the Amex is his daughter. That's the love. That's
it. She should have it above me. That's true. But
you do not.
But does he love me?
No. Someone we do all love is Taylor Swift, and she is back in the news, you guys. But this actually has nothing to do with Grammys. Breeze or the Super Bowl or Travis Kelce. It's all about her plane. There is a college student who is being threatened with legal action. He's a Florida college student. Now, this is not the same account that for a while when Travis and Taylor first started dating,
right,
we would be like, oh, this Instagram says she just landed in KC. That's not the same one. That one only tracked Taylor, and then when she reached out to him, the person took it down. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. This one is a college student who actually tracks a lot of different celebrities.
Is it the one that, like, Elon Musk?
Yes. In fact, his name is Jack Sweeney, and he was banned from Twitter back when it was still Twitter for running an account that kept track of Elon Musk. And I think that Elon even, like, offered to pay money if you took it down or something like that. And he's tracked several celebrities. And Taylor's people sent a cease and desist letter, and they call it stalking and harassing behavior. The student says he's not doing anything wrong because the information he gathers is public knowledge, including her tour schedule.
I always said that even when I followed the Jet account, I still said, I don't feel like this is right. It's public knowledge.
You felt guilty behind the scenes.
There's so many of us that don't go through the effort of looking that up. So why not let, if it's not something that you have to dig for, like, just leave it alone. You know what I mean?
I see her concern, especially after that stalker in New York.
Yes, of course.
Fair.
I mean, you've got to be aware of all the stuff when it comes to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I will be honest, though, just as a fan and someone who obviously we're not threatening, it was always nice just to be like, her plane just landed in Kansas City.
Yeah, I was.
It was nice just to be able to know if she was here or not. That's all I care about.
I'm that weirdo that would go to Garney Park and watch the planes fly by to see if it's her plane landing at the airport.
How do you know it's her plane?
It's a certain stripes. It's got a blue and red stripe on the side, but she has two planes.
Actually, I heard she downsized to one.
Oh, she did?
That's
really
what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
It's still an expensive plane.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Walt Disney, if you don't know, Disney's the parent company of, like, ABC and ESPN and Hulu and all that. So ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are launching a joint streaming service this fall. The platform doesn't have a name yet, but the company says it will consist of all the broadcast and cable networks that are owned by Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers that carry sports. So in other words, you can just have one big service for all of the sports that you want. It'll help you sort of streamline everything. Subscribers will also be able to bundle the product with Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. I think that's good.
I think it is. I just don't watch it. Unless it's the Chiefs, I'm not watching a lot of sports all during the day.
I watch college football.
That's a network television.
Not all the time. Like, for me, a lot of times I'm maybe in Oklahoma visiting family and I want to watch K-State and I can't.
Gotcha.
The thing that I hate the most is that I subscribe to ESPN Plus, but a lot of times, if a game's on ESPN, I don't get to watch it. Hello? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Why can't I watch a game on ESPN if I subscribe to ESPN Plus?
I get ESPN free with my YouTube TV.
I do also. Well, I get the ESPN Plus with my Hulu and my Disney Plus.
Gotcha.
But if it's an ESPN game, I can't watch it.
Let me ask you guys this. Is this just a 90s kid thing? When I hear the term Warner Brothers, I'm Space Jam immediately. Like, my brain immediately starts flying through the movie Space Jam. Does that happen to you guys, or is it just my exact demo?
I feel like before your sentence even finished, you knew it was just you.
Yeah. Oh.
It's okay, babe. I love you.
I don't know if I trust it anymore.
A 30-second ad for this year's Super Bowl cost $7 million, about the same as last year, and more ads are being revealed every day. We already kind of gave you a tease of that Uber Eats commercial with David and Victoria Beckham, and you've seen, like, the bit of Jelly Roll. Well, it also has David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston from Friends, and the whole concept of it is that you have to clear your brain in order to remember things, and that's what you hear in this clip.
Now you could get all this stuff on Uber Eats. Yeah. I remember that.
Well, you know what they say. In order to remember something, you got to forget something else.
Make a little room.
Jen! Hey! Okay.
Can we not? Give me a hand.
Worked together for 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah.
You were great.
You still don't know, do you?
I don't.
Right.
Like, I forget 10 years of my life.
I hate this town.
It's so funny. You spend all this money for a commercial. You said 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the game, but yet you release the commercials a week before the game even starts.
Yeah.
It's like, what a waste of money.
And everyone's already going to have heard it because everyone in the world listens to our show. So sorry that we ruined it for you.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not sorry. You're welcome for the info.
Speaking of Jelly Roll, who's also in the ad, he will serve as a mentor on the new season of American Idol, along with Tori Kelly. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
As we gear up for the big game, which is Sunday, 4 days away, know the phrase that pays. We could make you a winner coming up in just a few minutes. minutes.
Yeah, send us your phone number to our text line, 816-476-7093. If we call you in the next few minutes, all you have to do is answer your phone with three words, I love you, to win $100 to Hy-Vee.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. Get out and enjoy the day. High of 60. Make sure that you know the phrase that pays.
I love you.
Question mark?
So nervous.
I love you.
I love you, Ron Burgundy.
Did you sit in the mirror and practice that? I love you. I love you. Who is this?
I'm on the radio. I had to say I love you.
Who are you explaining yourself to?
My son.
He's like, who do you love? Tell me now.
Does Dad know about this, Mom?
We were getting out of the car to walk into the gym. He's like, what are you doing?
You're like, that's just how I greet people in the morning. It helps their day start off right.
That is a phrase that pays.
That's right. I think you're going to have a little extra pep in your step during your workout because you just won $100 to use at Hy-Vee.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, real quick, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get all your info. But I need you to tell Kansas City, what is that phrase that pays?
I love you.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. Counting down the days to the big game. Can you believe it? Four more sleeps, guys, and it's the big game is going to be here.
I can't believe it, actually. Oh. Are you going to come over to the Kansas side, Rocket, and enjoy a little betting on the game?
No, I'm not. I don't bet on the Chiefs. I just never have.
Rude.
Why?
You can always bet on the Chiefs metaphorically.
Well, you're going to be left out because a record 67.8 million Americans are expected to bet on Super Bowl 58. And it is close, but according to American Gaming, more people are betting on the Chiefs.
Wow.
Because they're smart and they know that we're going to win.
Yeah, that's surprising. I've seen a lot of odds kind of calling us the underdogs, that the 49ers have a better chance.
Oh, there's,
so yes. I like that the actual fans know the Chiefs are the best.
I mean, in Vegas, there's some crazy bets like how many Elvis impersonators will you see in the crowd?
That's going to be fun to look for.
I think you'll see a few.
Just guess, overall, if we added up all of the money that everyone is betting, what do you think it is?
I'd say like $2.5 billion.
I say $4 billion.
$23.1 billion.
With a B?
With a B.
Holy Moses.
That's right. Something super cool that DoorDash is doing. They are giving away to one winner every product and service advertised on this year's Super Bowl.
Wow.
You have to watch the commercial, crack the code in the commercial, and then you enter on their website. They've already started a list of some of the things that you're going to see. So one person could win a BMW i5. That's I think it's the electric vehicle.
Yes.
A Kia EV9 SUV. Some kind of a Volkswagen. They haven't said which one yet. A Clydesdale horse saddle. 1,000 Popeye's wings.
Hold on a second. What are you going to do with the Clydesdale horse saddle?
Put it on a Clydesdale?
Put it in your basement on display?
Or do something kinky in your bedroom.
I don't know.
Okay.
80 drumstick ice cream cones. A 30-pound bucket of mayonnaise. Oh, don't give that to Travis Kelce. Doesn't he hate mayonnaise? Blah. 288 packages of peanut butter M&Ms.
Yum.
60 bottles of Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Ooh.
A FanDuel Kick of Destiny helmet.
Cool.
Again, watch for the commercial. You have to crack the code, and then you go to the DoorDash website to enter. And I guess they're going to keep adding because surely there's more than those things being advertised at the Super Bowl.
Do you know? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know who's going to win this?
Who?
A Swiftie.
For probably. Sure. They're going to be watching.
They can crack every code that's out there.
They always find Easter eggs. When she was going through that list, I was thinking, you know, one of the cars would be great to win, not only to drive, but you could sell, help you with your bills, that kind of thing. However, in my pregnant brain, the 80 ice cream drumsticks really spoke to me.
That's a great ice cream.
I'd almost be more excited about that than the car just at this point.
I was a little excited about the Popeyes.
The Popeyes?
And the, and the peanut M&Ms.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. The Liberty Police, you guys, they've gone viral. The Liberty Police Department got a call about a possible home invasion, but the intruder ended up being a squirrel.
Oh, it's right there. It's a squirrel. They can disregard. I just saw it. Tony, now you can disregard the help. We got a squirrel in the house.
Copy, a squirrel in the house.
Go to
the air clear.
Close the door. That's crazy.
It's always nice to hear him scream like a little girl. Speaking of going viral, apparently there's a trend where people are using whole body deodorants. Now, we've talked on this show about Lumi and things like that, but it's kind of for specific parts of your body, not whole body. But I guess online searches have increased 27% since last year, and the hashtag full body deodorant on TikTok has more than 23 million views.
Jeez. Wow.
Have you ever heard of someone using full body deodorant?
No.
So when I was in, I want to say grade school or middle school, there was this girl that she sweat a lot in her armpits and she got some kind of roll-on deodorant that like blocked it, but it made her sweat elsewhere. Like she started to get a sweaty upper lip, that kind of thing.
Like it has to come out of your body somewhere.
Yeah, but I wonder if you did your whole body in something like that, do you just explode? Like, where does it come out of?
You start to swell and retain water?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. That's interesting. Wow, science. We don't understand any of it. That's what's trending on Mix, brought to you by Mazarie. Shop where you can relax and choose from fine jewelry, prestigious watches, or heirloom pieces like designer handbags. Experience the Mazarie's difference. Go to Mazarie's.com.
Win a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show coming up next with trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City, and the winning continues.
That's right. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show happening at the American Royal Center February 16th through the 18th. Tons of home renovation and garden inspiration. Over 300 exhibits will be there, plus our very own Tamara Day will be at the event. To win that 4-pack of tickets, all you have to do is correctly answer our trivia question. So call now, you bunch of cheaters, so you don't have as much time to Google it. 816-476-7093. Rocket and Teresa Trivia, again, for a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show.
All right, you ready to go to the phones?
I'm ready.
Okay, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Callie.
Callie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
30% of people have seen this happen at a Super Bowl party. What is it?
A fight?
Okay, yeah. What's the fight over?
Oh my God.
So close.
Commercials?
No, but do you feel like we should give it to her? I feel like it's not nice to take it away. Keep guessing, Callie. What else could they fight over?
My gosh.
A fight over, God.
That's my meatball.
Food?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Jeez.
You nailed it on the first try.
You cheater, Tara.
30% of people have seen this happen at a Super Bowl party, an argument over food. Great job.
Why do I feel like Tara's actually had a fight over a meatball?
I think it was. Hey, thank you so much for listening.
Awesome.
I'm going to put you on. Thank you want to say thank you to Tara real quick?
Yeah, thanks, Tara.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks
Glad
for being such a pusher for Tara. Good job.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. Speaking of Super Bowl parties, Tara's got a dilemma.
I do.
Yeah, big
and,
one.
And it has to do with food.
I know. We'll explain next. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. So Tara has a big dilemma, and she's going to look for your help, Kansas City, and I think you'll come through for her.
That's right. I am attending a Super Bowl party on Sunday, and I have to think of a food to bring with me. Here's the issue. It seems like every type of food is already spoken for.
Give me an example.
Okay? Let me read you the list real quick. Already being brought to the party. Drumsticks, chips and dips, potato casserole, chicken, brisket, buns, pasta salad, napkins, beer, cookie cake, cupcakes, beer bread, 8-layer dip, and roll-ups.
Okay, first of all, Rocket, how did we not get invited to this party? Because it sounds delicious.
It sounds like one of the biggest parties in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City. It's huge. You had to buy a ticket to this party.
I bet.
That's not true, but they should charge admission. Food for thought for next year. So I am looking for what I can possibly bring. I feel like everything on the list has been covered. I might want to bring like a fun cocktail if I wasn't pregnant, but again, I kind of want to enjoy what I bring.
Do mocktails.
That could
like
be fun.
A really yummy mocktail,
Me
and
the kids
can enjoy it too.
Yeah, that's kind of a cute idea.
Let's go to the phones. They're lit up to help Tara with what she should bring. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Jose Pepper's Espinaca.
Oh my gosh,
Yum. Yes.
Can't go wrong with a good dip.
Oh.
I love Jose Pepper's.
And their nachos are great too.
Yeah, I feel like I should just probably go there after work for research on the dip.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
What the only one I heard, I think,
you.
Was a beer dip. Is that the only one so far that
beer
was on your
bread.
List?
You said beer bread.
Oh, beer bread so there and chips and dips.
Chips and dips. Yeah, you could do like a whole little assortment, like kind of like a charcuterie board of different dips. Like,
but they're already being brought.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
One.
Okay, Tara, I got one for you.
Okay.
I know it's going to be crazy, but you take a piece of ham lunch meat.
Okay.
And then you put fluffy cream cheese on it, and then a pickle spear, and then you roll them up, and then you slice them into pieces. And let me tell you, it's killer.
That sounds good.
I do not like them separated, but once you put it together, it is so good.
You lost me a pickle.
That sounds
delicious.
It's like a little pickle wrap.
Kind of delicious.
Wrap, but it's so good. Like, I was talking about it at work the other day, and they're like, oh my gosh, if you bring those, you need to bring like 500 of them.
That's amazing.
They are really good.
Thank you so much. These phones are lit up, Tara. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's two options you can go with. You can go with a cheese ball. That's always fun for everybody.
Okay.
Or you can do jalapeno poppers and see the light pretty spicy.
I like the jalapeno poppers because they're different than everything else. Do you think the cheese ball would be too similar to the chips and dips being brought?
No, because you usually do crackers, so it's that little variation.
That does, or like I could do like a pretzel stick with the cheese ball. That could be good.
I don't think you can ever have enough dip. Just having chips and dips is not enough. If you'll notice, you have multiple meats on your list.
Yeah.
You can have different kinds of dip.
Good morning, okay. Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
She could do like a cream cheese chocolate chip like ball. Like it's like a cream cheese ball with chocolate chips in it. It's really good.
That sounds delicious. We had someone on the text line earlier say there can never be too many desserts.
Yeah.
What about Jell-O?
Oh, don't be the one that brings the Jell-O mold with the stuff inside.
What if I got really creative and did like a red Jell-O with a plastic football inside?
That'd be cool.
It'd be so cool.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Yes, a Mexican casserole. Look it up on TikTok. It's so good. Or do a cream cheese with the jalapeno jelly for the dip with the club crackers.
Oh, I do that love that.
Good. That's good.
That's really good. I love that one.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Oops, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
I just had a suggestion for the thing. Little Smokies.
Yes, I love Little Smokies. Do you like to just put them in a crock pot with barbecue sauce, or do you add all kinds of stuff?
Both. I have to make a basic plan because my kids don't like spice, and then I do some with all sorts of stuff in it.
Ooh, I like it.
I
like your style.
Really, really good. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I was going to say like a seven-layer bean dip. You could do that or even offer to bring like ice or like, you know, plate, silverware, cups, stuff like that.
That's the stuff that Rocket usually brings.
Yes, when I get invited, that's the stuff they tell me to bring.
I mean, it's needed, but that is on the list.
Thank you so much. Gotcha. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more calls and more texts. You need some help?
Yes, I do. I am going to a Super Bowl party this Sunday, and I need an idea of what to bring because it seems like everything else is already spoken for. Keep your ideas coming, 816-476-7093.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. I got to tell you, Casey, I'm not going to lie to you. This conversation is making me extremely hungry this morning.
I'm starving.
We had a call just between songs there, and it's all to help Tara. She's got a dilemma about the big game this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to an event, and everybody is bringing different foods, and it seemed like every type of food was spoken for. So I reached out to Kansas City to see if they had any ideas about additional appetizers or ideas I could bring. We received a call during the break about the Italian Sausage Company. Mm. Apparently, they have a special right now on a 3-foot-long sandwich that you could chop up and serve to your guests. They also have party trays. And she was saying it's the best sandwich in Kansas City.
I've been there. Several of my friends have gone there. Chris Jones from the Chiefs, the last trip to Baltimore, went and got a big sandwich. It is a gigantic sandwich. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
It's like a New York style. Like Italian stuff. It is just, to me, one of the best sandwiches I've ever had in Kansas City.
Yeah, Rocket didn't mean to, but he shamed me. He talked about how that kind of a sandwich is like three meals for me. And I said, what if I've had the same sandwich and ate it all in one sitting?
He's rude. Yeah. You know what? Yesterday he called us ugly. Today he said we eat too much.
How I interpreted that was, Teresa, you're a heifer.
Yeah.
I did not say that. So give us ideas what Tara should bring. 816-476-7093. You can call right now. And then the text line is full. We'll get to those in just a minute. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man. I'd bring these bacon crackers. So you take club crackers, and then you put little pieces of bacon, and then brown sugar, and then you put, like, some spices, like slap your mama spice on it, and it is amazing.
That sounds delicious.
Okay, I've actually seen that popping up a little bit. Is it actually good? It sounds so weird to me.
It is. It is, because the crackers kind of absorb the bacon grease and stuff.
Okay.
And, oh, my God, it's so good.
I might have to try that.
Bring it anymore.
Tara, I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with bacon.
Like any sort of bacon.
It's the universal meat. If I could only have one meat for the rest of my life, it would be bacon.
Bacon.
Yes. Bacon. We're on the same page.
Good call. Hey, man, thank you for sharing. I love that idea. I'd love to say, for him to send the recipe or we could look at it.
It's everywhere. Honestly, it's apparently a very popular appetizer. I've just never tried it in my mouth hole before.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What about bean dip? Refried bean dip.
So that.
With Fritos.
That sounds delicious and I love, but somebody else is bringing a 6-layer dip.
Mm.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, how about you one up them and bring a 7-layer dip?
That's right.
Yeah, I think she'd feel awkward walking in. Yeah, she'd feel awkward walking in with just a Frito dip, bean dip.
What, just the can?
Yes.
Those are so good, though.
I popped that top for you.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I bring taco wheels. I don't know if they said, or taco pinwheels. No. I don't know if anybody has.
Tell us about it.
Tell me more, please.
So I just do taco seasoning, cream cheese, shredded cheese. You can do shredded chicken. It is delicious. Avocado. You can do whatever you want, but there's plenty of recipes online for it.
I think I just fell in love with you.
Every time I bring them, they're gone.
Yeah, are you seeing anybody?
They're delicious. And I don't think anyone ever brings them to any events that I go to. So they're awesome.
It does sound
Tara,
cool,
that sounds
actually.
Great.
It does.
Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Make me some right now,
I'm
please.
Literally drooling.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, that's great. Mm.
Tara doesn't like buffalo. Isn't she weird?
That one, though, I know is such a crowd favorite. I'd almost be willing to just take one for the team.
Oh, Johnny's has a good one, too. I bet they'll have to-go orders.
I know you're concerned about there being too many dips at your party.
Yeah.
You could try, like, a buffalo slider on Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, any sort of slider
that
on Hawaiian
good.
Rolls,
mm-hmm.
That's just like wrapping something in bacon. Delicious. Yep.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I bring rattlesnake eggs.
What is that?
What is that?
So cream cheese, sausage, jalapenos, and then you wrap it in a crescent roll into little eggs.
I was so scared that it was actual eggs of a snake.
You know, in Missouri, you just never know,
you
Tara.
Don't ever know.
You never know what you're going to get.
That sounds really good, though.
Thank you. Great suggestion. There's so many options. It's so funny because a lot of restaurants around Kansas City, did you know before the game starts, they're closed so their employees can go watch the games.
That's nice. It's such a big deal. Well,
especially here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We have a funny one on the text line from Laura. It says, my mom called these killer crackers because there's enough sodium in them to kill a whale. Here's how you do it. Oyster crackers, Hidden Valley Ranch powder, dill weed and olive oil. Mix, coat the crackers, bake, and then die happy.
My gosh.
Thanks, Laura. That's a great idea.
You want to read a couple more before we
sure,
take a break?
Absolutely. There's so many. Oh, Sarah followed up and sent us the taco pinwheel recipe. I'm going to have to print that off.
Yes.
This
share,
says Mexican street corn, chicken jalapeno bites, creamy corn dip. Lots of people suggesting different types of Mexican food. And lots of people saying they can vouch for the bacon crackers. I might have to try those.
That just sounded, bacon. Didn't that sound delicious the way you explained it?
Honestly, I don't even need the cracker. Just give me the bacon.
Yeah, Michael on the text line suggested for us bacon-wrapped bacon.
I'm fine with that.
Bacon wrapped bacon?
Yeah.
Honestly, I really do like it where you just take bacon, but then you do like the what
brown
is it?
Sugar.
Brown sugar, and it's kind of syrupy, and you bake it, and it's kind of like a sweet bacon.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Oh,
make little roll-ups of those.
Yes. We'll take more texts. Keep them coming in. 816-476-7093.
Coming up in your trending topics, why Taylor Swift is threatening legal action against a college student and the home invader that surprised the Liberty Police Department.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. Another great day, high in the 60s. Yesterday, a friend of mine came up to me, wanted me to share a post. I posted it real quick, then I took it down because I don't think anybody has the money to do it, and people thought that I was going to the Super Bowl. I'm not. They had 4 tickets for sale. Great seats. VIP, everything. All the parties, great seats.
What? How much?
$14,000 a seat, but that's a deal.
Wow! But you get to go to all the parties?
All the parties. And if anybody just send me a message, you know, rocket@mix93.com, I'm just like, I don't know anybody that's going to spend $14,000 a ticket.
If I had it, That'd be great.
And they're usually more than that. I think they're like 20,000 a piece, but they don't want to, you know, they don't want to lose it. They don't want to go with the game. Their teams are not in it, but they have these tickets for sale.
That's pretty impressive. I don't think I own $14,000 just, you know.
Times four.
To be honest.
First of all, I need to know, who are you associating with that their teams are not in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
It's friends that moved here, relocated here, but.
Well, we need to get them on board, okay?
I mean.
How'd you meet them? Is it someone that you.
Through friends.
Had relations with on a vacation?
No.
Is it like, you know, I know that we're sexually attracted to each other, but you don't like my team, so. We're going to keep it superficial.
So it's just going to be that one or three times.
I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there that's listening?
He didn't deny that it's a woman.
I just saying.
It's a woman.
Is she married or not married?
Rocket's got a sugar mama.
Good for you, though.
But I wanted to make sure Kansas City knew when I posted it. It wasn't like I just bought these tickets. Some people start hating on you, and I'm like, no, I couldn't afford that.
Again, I want to point out, he hasn't denied any of the things.
None of the accusations.
We said sugar mama, and he just kept on talking.
He's like, so anyway, Facebook, right?
Woo! I'm very excited about it. Well, I don't know. If you have a ticket that costs $14,000 and you can go to all the parties, I guess you might bump into Taylor Swift at the Super
Bowl. Yep.
She's actually in the news today, and not because of Travis Kelce or the Super Bowl or her new album. It's because she is threatening legal action against a Florida college student who's been tracking her private jet. Now, Tara and I have talked casually about how there was an account on Instagram, and we just like... We thought it was cute. Like, oh, she's in Kansas City. We always knew when she was here. That person only tracked Taylor's jet. And then when they were asked to take it down, they did immediately. This person has done this to other people. His name is Jack Sweeney. And he was banned from Twitter back when it was actually still Twitter for running a social media account that kept track of Elon Musk's private jet. And he's done it to other celebrities. And he was given a cease and desist letter from Swift's attorneys threatening legal action for tracking her jets. And he says that it's okay because it's public information anyways.
I don't know. I think that there's a lot of us that wouldn't go through the effort of looking up that public information. So it's just putting her at more risk than she needs to be.
It does. Especially, you know, I mean, it was just recently. What was that guy arrested, Teresa? Three times?
Yeah, like three times in one week.
She's got to be protected.
Yeah, well, and that's what her attorney says. It's stalking and harassing behavior. The Liberty Police Department in Missouri got a little bit of a surprise when they got a call about a possible home invasion, but the intruder was not what they expected.
Oh, it's right there. It's a squirrel. They can disregard. I just saw it. Tony, now you can disregard the help. We got a squirrel in the house.
Copy, a squirrel in the house. Go to your clear.
Close the door. Close the door. That's
You know, because I have a lot of great friends that are cops. You know that he's getting razzed. I mean, it made national news.
For the whoo-hoo.
Yes.
It was a very masculine squirrel scream. New scientific research says something 91% of people do is really bad for your health. I'm talking about picking your nose. Scientists think there is a connection between picking your nose and Alzheimer's. And it basically breaks down to proteins in your brain and a defense mechanism to pathogens in your nose. But when you pick your nose, you have dirty fingers and it causes like bacteria. I don't know. But anyways, there's a link to it.
Checks out.
Yeah.
But also so, yucky.
Don't pick your nose. And finally, this is such a sweet story. There's a woman in Malaysia who was shocked when she spotted her husband in the background of a selfie, but it's a selfie she took 2 years before they met.
Oh, wow.
That's actually really cool.
The photo is from 2012, but they met 2 years later and got married last August.
Oh, I love that.
It was meant to be. And now Rocket's dating her and she's going to the Super Bowl.
$14,000 for tickets.
That's what's trending on Mix.
She's a megastar from South Africa. Kenya Grace, Strangers on Mix. All right, we're here to help Tara this morning.
Yeah, I've got a Super Bowl party I'm attending on Sunday, and it feels like all of the foods to bring are already spoken for, so I'm looking for ideas on what I could bring. Real quick, the list that's already coming to the party: drumsticks, chips, dips, potato casserole, chicken, brisket, buns, pasta salad, napkins, beer, cookie cake, cupcakes, beer bread, 8-layer dip, and roll-ups. So I've been looking for suggestions, 816-476-7093. You could call or text. The text line is blowing up right now, Rocket.
Yeah, we'll take a few calls and we'll wrap it up on the text
line.
How about that? Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead. You're on the air.
I suggest chicken bites.
Like a chicken nugget?
It's just little small chicken breasts. You roll them in bacon, but before you roll them in bacon, you dip the bacon in brown sugar and cayenne pepper.
Okay.
And they are so good.
Again, you had me at bacon. It doesn't even matter what the other meat is, the bacon.
I may have just gotten pregnant all over again listening to that description. That sounds real good.
Great call. Thank you, buddy. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. Hot dog per hand. My husband made it.
Turn your radio down, hon. Turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about this hot dog burnt end.
So you put mustard on them as the rub, and then whatever seasonings you want, you put them on the smoker for about 4 hours, and they are delicious.
I've never heard of that, but that sounds amazing. Really,
the amount of notes I've taken this morning is insane.
So do you have them very often?
My husband makes them at least twice a year for our big family get-togethers, and there's never any left.
I can see why.
Phenomenal.
The recipe, and they're so easy.
Thank you so much for sharing that with Tara and all of Kansas City. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You bring a charcuterie board.
That's a good idea. That's not on the list. I love a charcuterie board.
They can get expensive, though.
I keep it simple. Just do like Ritz crackers, some silver sausage,
bologna,
squirt cheese, and Ritz crackers.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Why not, Tara?
There's no reason why not. Yeah. That's the answer.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go here. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You could do pigs in a blanket.
Yum. Very simple. I love pigs in a blanket.
It's very simple.
Same.
What do you dip yours in?
Chad. What do you dip them in? Wait, no. Ketchup.
Delicious. I love it. Thank you for the idea.
Thanks, buddy. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Some buffalo chicken egg rolls.
Ooh, wait a minute. I may like this.
Go on.
So you get some rotisserie chicken breast. You put it in the food processor with some ranch powder and some cheese and some buffalo wing sauce. Mix that all together, and you get some regular egg rolls, wrap it up, and fry them.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
I need that today.
I need it now. Thank you so much.
They are awesome.
I think I just gained 20 pounds by this conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Or I'm about to as soon as we leave here.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I vote for dessert. Just bake a pan of brownies.
I mean, that works, too.
Everybody loves brownies.
Yeah. Especially Rocket's kind of brownie.
Oh, too many children. I'm pregnant. It could go wrong so quickly.
Everybody eats everything in the first quarter of the game.
I'm so hungry.
Oh, that's the best party ever.
I can't believe all 50 of us didn't bring enough food.
Why isn't anybody drinking the beer? Thank you. Have a good day. Let's read some of the text, can we?
Okay, this one says, from that list, it actually sounds like you should bring a large container of Tums. That's a fair point. This one says, scooped out tomatoes stuffed with chopped bacon, shredded lettuce, cheese, and ranch or mayo. That sounds yummy, like a BLT.
Yeah.
This one says, strawberries and chocolate hummus. Ooh, I've never had a dessert
hummus. Chocolate hummus? I haven't either.
That sounds good. Donna wrote, Jell-O shots non-alcoholic, just with yellow, white, and red Jell-O. That would be good.
That's fun.
Buffalo popcorn. Google it. It's absolutely delicious, this says.
Buffalo popcorn.
This says Hy-Vee jalapeno poppers. They can make them at any quantity. So yum. And you don't have to make them, but no one needs to know. Amazing. This says, how about the teeny weenies you love? Wine and a bottle of champagne to celebrate our KC boys after they win. Maybe like some non-alcoholic champagne. That sounds good.
Weenies and wine. What a concept.
All the W's we need.
I'm gonna have a party like that.
It's a weenie and wine party.
It's a weenie and wine party.
Yes. Let's do a couple more. This says, easy dip, three ingredients, Jimmy Dean sausage, Rotella, cream cheese. Mix it and melt it. And then Bethany said, what did you say, Bethany? She's telling me she's lazy, but I can't see what she suggested. Oh, crackers and cheese. Always good.
Very simple. I do not
hate crackers and cheese. I'm always down for that.
So you got a bunch of suggestions. Any of them stand out to you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to definitely do some kind of wiener just because it's fun to say I'm bringing the wieners.
Yeah.
And then maybe a dessert item. Because the text line and Teresa both pointed out there's really no limit to desserts at a function like this.
Right.
So that's what I'm leaning toward right now.
I mean,
however, some of the other ideas might go in my mouth today.
Now, do you know for a fact that any of the cookies or whatever desserts are Chiefs themed?
They should be. There's this one guy that comes that always brings a Chiefs cookie cake from Hy-Vee, which I actually copied off him when I watched the game elsewhere.
Right.
And it is so good. So I know for a fact that will be.
Because the bakeries are all just packed with Chiefs stuff right now.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you go to Hy-Vee. When I was there the other day, they already were selling Chiefs stuff. Cookies and stuff.
They have so much good stuff. I like those Chiefs sugar cookies that are kind of hard, and they'll shape them like arrowheads or whatever.
With the icing on top?
Yes.
Yeah, those are really good.
Really good at Hy-Vee.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all your calls and texts. I hope it helps you out for your party this Sunday.
Thank you. And let's do this once a week.
I'm so hungry, you guys. And I'm meeting my son for lunch today. I don't even get to eat until 3 o'clock. I'm going to die.
You're going to need a little snack ski before then.
I mean, seriously. All right. So we'll take a break. And when we come back.
When we come back, we have one song, 1 second, one prize. And today, that prize is a gift card to Trezzo Mari.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Wednesday. It's so weird to think about time and, you know, different places around the world. Teresa's been watching footage of Taylor. Is it in Tokyo, right?
It's night one in Tokyo. It's inside a dome, and they show people outside of it and how loud it is. You can tell what song is happening, even though it's inside a building that's completely enclosed.
It's just neat because, you know, we talk about how she's going to get back. There is time for her to get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so incredible. Rocket and I were talking about how we saw some videos of how Tokyo is welcoming her
to
Japan. I mean, billboards everywhere, signs. A lot of their semi-trucks, even if they're not carrying equipment for Taylor Swift, it says like, Taylor Swift Eras Tour, welcome to Tokyo. Just such a warm welcome. And I like, too, Teresa found a video at the start of her concert. She gave a greeting in Japanese, which is very cool.
It's just one of those cool things to just watch. On TikTok, I always go around, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night and well, their time.
But I was going to say, you're not up at 10
There's
o'clock.
There's no way.
No, but it's like, they show Tokyo. First of all, what a beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And it's interesting to watch something going on the other side of the world.
Absolutely. It makes me feel like, is the world less fake than I feel? Are there people living their real lives over there? Maybe.
Are we just watching a film or something?
Exactly, Rocket.
None of it's real. The earth is actually flat. There are no other continents.
I'll tell you what is real, though. What? We have got a gift card to Trezzo Mari that you can win right now with one song, 1 second, one prize.
Time to play. Mix 93.3's One Song, 1 second, One Prize.
All right, here's the way this goes down. It's just like it sounds. I'm going to play you 1 second of one song. If you can name the artist and song title, you'll win a gift card to Trezzo Mari. Call now to play 816-476-7093. Rocket, you can go ahead and play it. I don't think it's Googleable.
All right, here we go. Ooh, that's hard.
Is it Shazamable?
Maybe it's Shazamable. I don't know.
Let's try it again. I have no clue.
I know what it sounds like to me, and it's not the right answer. So that's fun.
Do you know the song? Call now, 816-476-7093. Before you call, I'll play it for you one more time.
Okay.
That's no really
idea.
Hard.
No
None.
Idea. I'm really bad at this game.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
No, but 1,000% that's what I hear when I listen to the 1 second as well.
Call now, 816-476-7093. You're going to impress Teresa and I if you know this song.
Should I give a clue, Rocket?
Well, I think so.
Okay. So there is sort of a big game coming up this Sunday. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. This person, this artist, is actually a former halftime performer during that big game.
But a former performer.
Yeah, it's not Usher.
Okay.
So you have to name the song and title.
That really didn't help me at all.
The artist and song title.
It's like, there's been so many performers.
It's a former halftime performer that is also a popular mix artist.
That doesn't help me at
all. It does.
That does not narrow it
down. We've been playing this game for years. That's the hardest one I think I've ever heard.
Really?
Yes.
I feel good about that. Again, 816-476-7093. Can you guess the 1 second of this song? All you have to do is name the artist and song title. And it's a former halftime performer that is a mix artist and a girl.
Okay, now that helps.
Okay, we got one call. Good morning, Mix. What's the song?
Is it Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani?
Nope. Great guess, though.
She's going to be there, though, at the Super Bowl, isn't she?
I don't
like
know.
Mean just hanging out.
No, she's performing like one of the stages.
Like at one of the parties or something.
Oh, cool.
Good morning, Mix. Who is it?
Oh, you just ruined my whole guess. I thought I had it when she said it was a girl. I thought it was Prince, Purple Rain.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the song?
Is it Paparazzi by Lady Gaga?
No, that's not the full correct answer, but you're 50% of the way there.
Oh. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, maybe?
No, but you're also 50% of the way there.
Gee, I wonder which 50%.
Good morning, Mix. Who is it?
Is it Lady Gaga, You and I?
No. This song title, it was used in a very, very, very popular movie.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Lady Gaga's what's the name with the Bradley Cooper? Shallow?
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
It was used in a very popular movie with airplanes, little fighter jets.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Top Gun. Maverick.
Go on. What's the name of the song?
Oh, Hold My Hand.
There you go.
Ah, see, that was trickery because that was not performed at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's what people were thinking.
But she was. Ooh, ooh. What's your name? So you get a gift card to Tres Amara. You'll definitely run into Rocket. And while this weather's nice, you should for sure check out this patio.
Absolutely, for happy hour. I'm going to put you on hold real fast. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Hold on. That was a good one, Tara.
Thanks.
It was like you knew that it was going to be hard.
Finally, a brain buster that these jerks couldn't Google. Just the way I like it.
I just like you saying Googleable.
Googleable.
Or Shazam.
I'm the Googleizer delivering the Googly.
Dua Lipa, good morning. It's a Rocket and Tricia show here on Mix.
We have a lot of meetings through Zoom here. It's great that we have that now. It makes it so much easier for people all over, you know, especially like us, because we have a morning schedule, but sometimes we have to meet with afternoon people.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of all of us having to drive up here at weird times of the day, we can do a Zoom meeting. And I know for us, we can dress more casual and do more casual things, but for your average business meeting, you're supposed to have a proper etiquette, you know? Like, you can't wear your pajamas. You can fake it and have pajama bottoms, but you need to have a, you know, look like work attire on top, party on the top. Or was it party on the bottom, business on the top?
So kind of like you, your business on the top right now, but yet you're wearing shorts?
Yeah. Those aren't shorts. Those are boxers.
Oh, okay.
That's my underwear.
Good for you.
No, there's this list of the things that are the most non-acceptable things, and I'm wondering if you guys have ever done these, okay? It is very unacceptable if you're having a professional virtual work meeting to be vaping on the screen.
Ew, I would never vape in general.
No, no.
How about drinking an alcoholic drink?
No.
Okay, I did a little bit just because during the pandemic, we had happy hours on Zoom.
Oh, well, yeah.
And again, our business is different. We did that on purpose to be like, hey, we're having a happy hour. Get your wine, whatever.
Yeah, and then someone hacked us with porn, and that
was
funny.
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
It was.
I had to mute my mic because I was laughing so hard.
I just heard Teresa scream and the screen go black. It was hilarious.
I have a confession, guys. We didn't get hacked. I just accidentally put my porn on the screen.
You actually put share screen.
Things that you should not do during a virtual work meeting. You shouldn't be wearing sunglasses. You definitely shouldn't have TV on in the background.
Roddy Rocket always does.
Because you're supposed to. No, my favorite is when we were having a meeting with a consultant and you hear Rocket go, y'all have the turkey sandwich?
Hey,
yeah.
He's sitting at a restaurant giving the person his order.
That's my life.
Well, it actually says here, one of the no-nos, you shouldn't be eating a meal during a virtual work meeting, Rocket.
I've been up since 2:30 that morning.
You shouldn't be having music on in the background. Now, Tara, it's different again because we're more casual. I know sometimes your daughter is on when we have calls, but if you're having a professional meeting, you shouldn't have your kid sitting on your lap.
I don't invite her on my lap. She just becomes
up.
A part of me.
Absolutely.
And slithers onto my body and says, that my Teresa.
I like it. I liked it when she couldn't say my name.
I liked it as Tarika,
yeah.
For sure.
And Tarika.
Tarika's got a really nice ring to it.
It is still lispy, though, so it's actually like, that my Teresa.
That's basically it. I think we've tackled all the things. You shouldn't have a bunch of other people in the room, because then it looks like you're definitely not working from home. You're having a party.
Yeah, which I love. Maybe during the Super Bowl party this Sunday, we should have a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Tara.
Sure, I'm in.
Yeah, that consultant involved.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. It's hard to believe that Taylor Swift is performing right now on stage.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably over now because of the time difference, but she kicked off her, I guess, first event of 2024, and it was the first night of the Tokyo leg of her tour.
What an absolute honor it is to get to say these words to you tonight. Tokyo!
It's so cool watching
it. It sounds abrupt. That's because whoever was recording that had a meltdown right after that and screamed so loud that my camera caught on fire.
I'm sorry. I was excited.
Rocket, you were not in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that said, welcome to the Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah.
I don't speak Japanese, but I feel in my bones that's what it was.
What if it said, like, Americans and overexcited Chiefs fans are dorks? Thank you for welcoming me to Tokyo.
She might have said, I love Travis Kelce.
But I think we would have heard Travis Kelce.
We would have at least heard Kelce.
Maybe.
Tomarigato, Kelce.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next. Before we leave, we always do this.
We take a second look. How come you won't bring mozzarella sticks?
Because my dad has me trained that I'll choke and possibly die if I eat mozzarella sticks. You know when your parents tell you something when you're little and it just really sticks in your head? I tell my husband this all the time. He's like, let's get mozzarella sticks if we go out to dinner. And I'm like, no, we'll choke. We cannot get those.
They're so good.
I would love to laugh at Tara, but I'll be honest. My husband has saved our son from choking twice on cheese.
It's a dangerous thing, man.
Mozzarella sticks. It was very cheesy pizza where he didn't chew it up enough. And some of the cheese went down his throat and some of it remained in his mouth.
Oh,
and all he did was panic and go... And my husband had to jam his hand down his throat and pull out the cheese.
You got okay, that's it. It's a dangerous
gross.
Food,
so it's a,
man.
It's a valid fear, Tara.
Gosh.
Okay, full confession. It wasn't my son. It was Rocket.
Okay, double confession. Yeah. If you go to our social media accounts, I actually have a video of us having this conversation. And Teresa, during the choking part, is a very good actress. You'll get to see it live. It looks really good, and you're really going to like it. That's
I'm really
I'm saying.
Good at doing things with my mouth.
Yeah, you
okay.
are, especially, never mind.
Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Go Chiefs! Mix 93.3.